Chapter 1. No storm! Whoa! Stop! Matt tried to focus. If he let go, he'd never get the dog back, and Tom would kill him. If he held on, then he'd be dragged across what looked like an abandoned vegetable plot and towards a railway line. He regarded Storm's hindquarters with distaste, haunches curving as muscular buttocks flexed and paws pushed hard, straining to move forwards. Squit, he thought, and closed his eyes to shut out the image. The lead jarred, cutting into his palm. Matt pulled back, missed his footing, and lost control. Helpless, he launched headlong over rough earth and shrub-sized weeds.
No!
He shrieked, as a raspberry cane thwacked against his shin and thorns ripped through denim.
Bloody Tom!
He howled, as pain shot beyond his leg. He gasped for breath. His stride failed.
Shit!
He yelled and let go of the lead. It was over. Matt watched, heart pounding as Storm disappeared into the distance. He should have known. When had anything associated with his older brother not ended in trouble? He thought back to the phone call.
Hey, Matt, I need a favour. I've acquired a canine, kind of valuable in the sniffer dog world. You still there?
A dog? Yeah, Tom, I'm listening. So when you say acquired, you mean...
Not your problem, mate. Thing is, I'm going away for a week or so. Need you to take care of him.
And there the conversation ended. That had been 3 days ago. When Matt saw the dog for the first time, he'd expected a bull terrier, a staffy, a fighting dog. Something to make Tom look well hard. So why a chocolate Labrador, he wondered. Matt knew he shouldn't have said yes to taking the dog. Never more so than now, as he screwed up his eyes against the April sunshine and scanned the distant foliage.
Storm! Storm! Where are you?
But desperation replaced authority, and his tones fell flat. Something dark and brown moved through broken slatted fencing.
Hey, wait! Storm!
Matt kept his eyes riveted on the shape ahead. He worked his way forwards, lifting each grubby trainer high as he forced a path over matted foliage. Sweat broke in beads on his forehead and trickled down his plump face. This was pure hell. He hated physical exertion, and he felt cross. It should have been a short walk, he reasoned. A quick stroll with the dog around fields backing onto his mother's modest bungalow, his home in Stowmarket. He'd lived there for all of his 19 years. But here he was crashing through undergrowth, lost, and a dog missing. Ahead, the ground fell away, and the railway continued over an embankment. It seemed to loom high and long, plunging him into shade and blocking his path. He reckoned Storm couldn't be far away now, and his spirits rose as he paused to catch his breath. That's when he noticed a short, narrow tunnel beneath a brick span.
When the hell did that get there?
He moaned. But of course the answer was obvious as he walked through. The old bricks were stained and encrusted. Moisture had soaked and loosened the mortar over many decades. He guessed it had been built as a passageway for livestock and farm workers to pass under the embankment, as old as the railway itself, and long since fallen into disuse.
Storm! Storm!
He yelled. Now through to the other side. Water had collected in the dip, and an expanse of soft mud blocked his path.
Not such a clever bastard after all, he muttered, staring at the paw prints leading towards trees and an overgrown path.
For a moment, he was Sherlock Holmes, scrutinizing the ground.
Observe, Watson, he said in his best imitation voice. It must be our dog. Those marks are where he's dragged the lead through the mud.
Matt pressed on,